Greens MP David Shoebridge was quick to clarify that the New South Wales police force isn't riddled with corruption. However, the Law Enforcement Conduct Commission, the agency that's meant to investigate police misconduct, hasn't been able to look into dozens of cases because they haven't had the resources or investigators to do so.
You know, I think if the people of New South Wales knew that there were dozens and dozens of integrity issues relating to the police that have just been not dealt with because of an inadequate amount of resources in the oversight body, I think people would rightly be concerned about that. I'm concerned about it. And the answer is more resources to the LEC.
2 months ago, the New South Wales Police Association accused the government of failing to adequately invest in police resources. While Mr. Shoebridge said that the New South Wales Police had consistent growth in their budget for the past 20 years, he agrees.
So if people are wondering why police say they don't have the resources to respond to domestic violence, why police don't have the resources to actually properly investigate, you know, cold case murders and homicides, it's because there are political decisions chosen to squander police resources left, right and centre.
And what did he mean by this?
It's the fact that they continue to resource, at the cost of millions and millions of dollars, some pretty appallingly useless programs like the New South Wales Drug Dog program, which we know has cost, just running the drug dog unit costs about $10 million a year. And we also continue to see a vast amount of police resources doing small-time drug possessions for personal use and the like. So if you redirected those wasted resources to where there is a crying need, I think largely the resource problem would be fixed within the New South Wales Police Force.
I spoke to Dr. Michael Kennedy, the senior lecturer of the policing program at the University of Western Sydney. He worked as a detective in the New South Wales Police Force for 18 years. And he believes neoliberalism has turned our justice system into a system of money-making.
I think what we're looking at is a business model that I don't believe is fair and reasonable. And to measure their productivity in the same way that Coca-Cola measures the number of bottles of Coca-Cola that they sell is simply absurd.
And therefore, funding has been going into policing programs that yield profit as opposed to more essential services.
The funding for police, it's about how their competency is measured. But this is across the board, not just in Australia, but overseas, that their productivity is measured in terms of their arrest rates. If you want police to be aggressive and to arrest more people and to do almost declared war on the public, then the police are going to be aggressive. They've got to be. And their competency is linked to how assertive they are and how many arrests they make.
So, when critiquing the number of cases of police misconduct and police incentives, Dr. Kennedy encourages a holistic evaluation of the entire system.
They criticise zero-tolerance policing, but the problem is when they criticise zero-tolerance policing, they criticise the agency or the individual actions of individual police, but don't challenge those that are shaping our society, shaping the police department, and shaping its values.
While Dr. Kennedy acknowledges that police misconduct is a big issue, he believes the blame should be less focused on the individual and more critical of the system at large.
Every effort is being made to take the spotlight away from those that are shaping the policing system, and it's been put on to the low-level functionaries. It's like blaming nurses because of the mental health system and how it's failed. You just can't do that because there are structural factors that are outside of the control of the functionaries. They're just doing what they're required to do.